This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
I smoked it out by Tensai and A-Dad. FUBAR Radio. Yeah. Michael, Natalie and Marcel, the M&M show, 4 till 6. Shout out Joey for the last 2 hours.
Smashed it.
You might have heard me on the tail end of that show as well. My headphones are like playing up right now. So
we have this at the start of the show every week now, don't we?
My phone's on.
It strikes at an opportune moment. We're all wearing really fetching tops. None of us are really Christmassy apart from Natalie. I guess it's the kind of... Ish, yeah, alternative kind of blue rather than red.
It's woolly though. So.
Yeah, it is wool. Yeah.
What have you got?
But she's gone for the sort
I've got Terminator.
Christmas.
Oh, Terminator, the Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Natalie's representing.
And you've got the Bee Gees with Night Fever, which is great.
Have the Bee Gees in a very kind of brotherly.
Yeah. It's the pose.
The pose is amazing.
It's the pose.
The smiles.
I
as
feel
well.
Like this is the pose that we should do for every picture with our guests.
Yeah.
Honestly,
today.
Yeah.
Looks today, super let's happy. Do all that today. Yeah, yeah, that's a great pose. Who will be in the middle?
The guest,
it'd have
obviously.
To be me so they can see the T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good
true.
Point. Good point.
True.
You can see the reference.
Fair, fair.
Really fixating on the teeth. Very white.
Massachusetts. Lot,
yeah. I feel like I want to be Robin.
That's the guy on the right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or left. I don't know.
Yeah. That's me.
As long as you're a BG. As long as you get to BG.
I'm a G.
Yeah, exactly. So no matter where you stand,
I can definitely BG.
Provided it's on the left or right.
For real.
We've got a packed show coming up for you today. Really is packed, actually. And not only have we got Drapes the Pro coming up, not only have we got Seven coming up, that's one artist, by the way, called Seven. Not only have we got K the Infinite coming up, that's one artist, not infinite artists. We also have the female all-stars coming up.
Which are six.
That's six members: Miz, Lady Shocker, Shay, Nai Nai, Nahanda, and Frankie Stay Woke.
We may be down one member, Lady Shocker, but she's going to try and come in, but we're not sure. But still, you know, it's still five.
That's
this
it.
Is the thing.
Nat can make up the other.
Oh, okay.
She's
the
a female all star, obviously.
Yeah, I am. I'm in reserve.
There you
I'm
go.
The lucky number seven.
Oh my God, it's all tying together.
It really is.
It's all tying together.
So that's what we got coming up. We got a couple of games to boot.
Of course.
We might have some chitter chatter.
We've got some chitter chatter. Let's chitter chatter about you, Michael Payne, saying goodbye to Nike Lab 1948.
Yeah, I went to the party. They had a send off after 11 years on Bateman's Row in Shoreditch. Nike said goodbye to their premises.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I spent a lot of time and money in that place. But. Most importantly, time, because, you know, they've always had their finger on the pulse when it comes to not only sportswear, but just culture in the surrounding area. I went to, like, there was a brand cassette player sort of in the sort of late noughties that were doing big things with not only fashion, but grime in those sort of stages. You know, Cassie used to put JME on the catwalk. Who else? Temper T walked for her. I'm sure Skepta walked for her as well. So back then, she was doing these kind of super progressive things with grime artists, and Nike kind of hosted her fashion show at 1948. That's just an example, like one example of the sort of things they did. Held like streetwear fairs there so people could connect. And this is in the early stages of Trapstar before they went on to huge things with. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so this is early days,
big.
You know?
That's
so,
big.
Yeah, like I said, that place will be missed. Not
that's
only
mad
because,
that it's gone though. What, are they moving?
No, I think the lease ran out and they just wanted it to be like something that was
idolized, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, exactly. Who knows? Maybe they were just kind of like, you know, the overheads are just taking the piss. It could have been something as trivial as that, but
still.
Okay. Well, moving over to you, Marcel. You put something out on your social media. So in the past week, I've had offers of £4 myself back into some drama that I'm so over.
So over.
And I turn it down because no amount of money is worth hashtag negative energy coming my way.
That's it.
What's going on?
And it wasn't, wait, can we just clear something up there? It wasn't £4.
No, it wasn't £4.
No, it wasn't £4.
It was a lot of money.
signified by the signs. Right.
It's nearly £5. That's almost a note.
Should have gone for the five, to be fair.
You need a note. So what is this? Winter Love Island?
No. So basically, I'm not going too deep into it, but a certain journalism thing asked me to talk about an ex relationship and the dramas that's going on between her and her recent ex, and wanted me to get back into the story about
you two
back in the day when I said something about that. That's been rehashed now. So I was like, not getting into it. Don't matter how much you want to pay me. I don't want to, like, I've moved on in. I've got a new girl and I'm happy. I'm doing my thing. I'm not going to just jump back into that drama just because you're going to throw me some money. It's like, it's long.
I think it's been rehashed because the newer ex is in the jungle at the moment on I'm a Celebrity.
Oh.
And he's reiterated something that I said when we first broke up, and they're making it into... They wanted me to like go back and like say what I said again.
Oh right, so that people can notice a pattern or something.
Right, because I think what happened was is that the ex has, whilst her more recent ex is in the jungle, has released some kind of screenshots of people. I don't know whether it's on Instagram or text or whatever, of talking about alleged infidelities. And I think that he's in the jungle, so obviously he can't really, doesn't know about it or can't have a right to reply, which is, I'm assuming, why journalists are coming towards you.
But what it is I said something when me and her broke up, and then he said what I said on the show.
Ah.
And the person who apparently was doing the thing with, their partner is on the show with him, so he said it to that person. Right. So they wanted me to re-talk about it, and I was like, don't want to do it, so... Yeah,
fair play.
I respect it. Good for you for turning down that £4. I'm proud of you.
I mean, the £4, like
that would have been a portion of chips.
You know what I mean?
You never know when you're going to need
a portion. I reckon.
Surprise portion of chips.
It would have been quite a few portions of chips for the near future. But the thing with it is, like, it doesn't matter how much money someone might be giving you. You don't need to like it's better to like have good energy around you rather than have like proper like. Just inviting someone to come and like bring some bad energy to your doorstep. So, yeah, man, just stay away from it.
So this is why you've been posting lots of positive Instagram posts.
Exactly.
Trying to
repelling
the bad energy.
You know what? We're going into 2020, innit? Exactly. Like, no one wants to be bringing like negative energy into the new year, innit? Like, so distance yourself.
Talking of is this negative? I don't know. The Arsenal manager has been fired.
He has.
He's
been sacked. Unai Emery is no longer at the helm of Arsenal Football Club.
Do you know what? To start, right, I was very, very much for the sacking of Unai Emery. I was very much for it. But I did feel bad for the guy because he looked like the press conference he done before the game when he the game he lost and got sacked.
Mm.
He looked like he knew he was getting sacked.
Yeah, he looked stressed out for a little while.
Yeah,
So I think it might have been like a mercy.
Yeah, a mercy killing, isn't
it? Yeah, honestly.
But the thing of it is, like, obviously, like, he's going into Christmas, he's lost his job, blah blah blah. But he has been paid off.
That's the thing.
How much?
That's why going into Christmas is the operative phrase.
He's like, I'm calm. You know what I'm saying?
Financially, he's blessed. He'll go to another club. It'll be millions.
Yeah, it's gonna be millions. Oh, it's gonna be millions.
That's like a nice sacking.
Yeah,
because when you generally
get sackings are the best.
Yeah. They are the best.
Yeah, because when you get sacked normally, you don't even get a box of chocolates or something. Mm. You definitely don't get a few million pounds
on your
way out.
Get a cardboard box, put your stuff in it.
That's it.
Escorted out the building.
It's true. In some companies, you probably have to buy your own cardboard box.
They
courier it to your house. That's what they do.
Take it out of your wages.
Don't worry, you haven't got to pack anything. Just we'll courier it to you.
God, that would be a really harsh way if you came into work and you're like, where is everything on my desk?
Speaking of harsh things, apparently Unai Emery only found out about his sacking after a training session, a morning training session.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I think I heard about that.
That's a sad way to go.
Do you know what though? Like, it's for the best. Freddie Lombard's in that. In there now, like Freddie, he's an Arsenal legend. Obviously, like he's gonna have the fans behind him just because he's Lundberg.
Is that enough though?
No, but the thing with it is, like, he's not like he knows to himself, because I've been watching his press conferences, and he knows to himself this might not be for the long haul. So I'm just going to do my thing, go game by game. If I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. But the fans aren't going to turn on him because they know that he's...
It's a temp
thing. It's a temporary thing, isn't it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, by that time I did Christmas temp as the Arsenal manager.
That's legendary stuff.
That
there,
is
mate.
Legendary stuff.
I've heard of Freddie Lindberg.
Best I ever got was Royal Mail.
Yeah, he used to do underwear modelling.
He did. He was a pin-up. Mm. Yeah. He definitely was in his heyday. Freddie was a pin-up. Both for women. He was a massive gay icon as well.
Is he the manager now, then?
He's the manager of Arsenal.
Interim manager, yeah.
Will Unai, if you get fired very publicly... As a manager, will no other team go, well, I don't want you, obviously?
No, not at all. Managers have been fired left, right and centre and gone to other clubs. Don't get me wrong. Some of the best managers of all time have been fired.
That's it. But I think Unai Emery is going to find it very hard to find another high-level club that will take him on. I feel like he would be more an Everton.
Right. Are we talking just Premier League specifically?
No, I feel like he's going to leave the Premier League because I don't think he'd want to really stick around in it. I think he'd go back to Spain.
He could go to Watford. It's only up the road.
Yeah.
He ain't even got to relocate.
The training thing is right next door to Arsenal, so...
Yeah. He could fully go to Watford. They ain't even got to relocate.
Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck to Unai. Good luck to Unai
and all his future endeavours.
I went to my first Christmas party last Thursday, so shout out to Live Nation. They had their Christmas drinks.
Big Live Nation.
Started at 4 p.m, the traditional time for a party to start.
What time did it end?
I don't remember. Wow. I'm joking. I left there a reasonable time.
The sesh, the Live Nation sesh. Christmas sesh.
I only left there this morning.
To come in. She's going back after.
I'm going straight back. It was in the Ticketmaster building.
Where's the Ticketmaster building?
In King's Cross.
Right.
Just on the same road, come on the road, on the Lexington's on.
Right.
And there was optional.
Great Portland. No, sorry, Pentonville.
Yeah, Pentonville Road, that's it. There was an optional, thank God it was optional, of a way into it by a slide, a very big slide.
What? You didn't do it?
No, the guy was like, we have a slide. I went, he went stairs. Yeah. No one took the
would
slide.
Would you get bare static, though?
No one took the slide.
No one took the slide.
That's mad. I would take the slide.
Only black people took the slide. Because their hair won't get that same static.
I would have been, my hair would have been out here. Would have been looking like, so, but no, because the slide was going into the middle of the party. So it would have been like, no one did that.
That would have been so good.
I would fully slide into
the
shield.
Of course, man. Of course.
Mad.
Slide off it and
on
then slide into the thing, innit?
On my belly.
Just strike a pose at the end like, what?
But that's my fear is, what if I didn't and I just fell off or like a shoe fell
or some
off? Or
idiot was standing at the end of the slide.
And you just hit them.
How big was the slide, though?
It's big. I'll show you a picture of it in a minute. But like, it was a big, long slide.
So you could get some speed up by the time you...
I think so, yeah.
I would have definitely loved to do that.
Would you seriously have gone down the slide?
Yeah.
Where was our invite?
Yeah, good point, actually. I could have done, because the person I went to, we left not that late and...
I mean beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not just like, come this.
The person I went with Julia from here.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Did Julia get on the slide?
Hell no, did she get on the slide.
Of
are you joking?
Not.
She was making up all kinds of medical conditions she might have to avoid the slice. She said everything. And then I took her into a local pub. She doesn't really do pubs.
Yeah,
on the way back, you know when you're like, I have to go to the loo? Like, mm-hmm. We walked quite a long way. And of all the pubs we walked, we went into one. It's a very local pub, if you know what I mean. It has the smell of, she said, well, her exact words were, it smells of piss in here. For me, it had the smell of lock-in, as in that stale cigarette kind of smell. You're like, they have lock-ins in here.
People still smoking it, for real.
Yeah. A lot of dogs there. Very cheap wine, I have to say, but it could have been vinegar. I can't be sure which one it was. It was fine, because you have to buy something to use it. And then we went out to the garden. I've never seen a garden like this in my life. Pitch black. And we're like, bodies are buried here. Like,
wow.
People have been in this garden. I think there's a bench over there, but I'd like to go and sit outside in pitch black.
Yeah, no, that's long.
In King's Cross.
It was a strange pub, but you know what? It was very cheap, so I feel like we'll move our Christmas drinks to there.
Really?
No,
that's a good idea.
It's a great idea. So, but shout out. It was a good party from Live Nation.
And they tried to deliberately do it
so that they want to be the first one of the year.
Okay.
So they did it. But next year, I'll tell you.
Someone's definitely beat them.
Do you think?
Just have it on January 1st.
Yeah, true.
January, that's a good idea.
Best way to beat them.
Okay. Well, let's get into a quick song, and then hopefully our next guest will arrive. First guest.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That was You and I by Caribou.
Brand new one.
The ending of that song was amazing.
That transition. Mm. You didn't even realise it happened until the end. You're like, wait, am I listening to a different fucking song?
Yeah.
Then again, we were having a very riveting conversation about our next story.
Yes.
So that's that's probably the reason I didn't notice the transition.
But Dan Snaith's done it again, let's just say. He's pulled it out of the bag again.
He has.
And their new album suddenly is coming out early next year.
You're hoping to see him at some more festivals this summer?
All Points East, 100%. They're confirmed for that. So I would like to be there very much.
I just saw that Kraftwerk are headlining somewhere, but I can't remember what festival
it is. I think that was All Points East as well,
amazing.
Actually.
I think I'm definitely going to All Points East this
year. Always a good lineup.
Next
they really
year,
do have a good lineup. Anyway.
So, this is a really good story. I like this. It's for all you quite religious people out there. A church accidentally built a giant baby Jesus statue that resembled Phil Collins. In one of the strangest chapters in the book of Genesis, a Mexican church
was... Yeah, they're saying they're Genesis because he was in Genesis. It's like a double little play there.
Yeah, I realised it. I was reading too fast. Yeah. Love that. In one of the strangest chapters in the book of Genesis, you're right, a Mexican church has built an enormous statue of the baby Jesus that looks just like Phil Collins. The balding, mulleted sculpture was commissioned for the church La Epifania del Señor, and is 22 feet tall and weighs over 143 stone. Wow. The priest, Humberto Rodriguez, said he only wanted something that would fit the church. Mm. Apparently, he was taken aback by the size, saying he never intended it to be the biggest baby Jesus statue in the world, which it is, right?
I mean, I think, let's put it this way, it's not fitting in that church. It's too big for the church.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So where is it here?
22 feet.
In the church, in the picture.
I don't think it is.
That's an altar, no?
That's what I'm thinking. I think they got it in summer. They had to build the church around it.
They had to build a new church. Fill it first.
Created by the sculptor Roman Salvador, the statue stands a couple of feet taller than the tallest Tyrannosaurus Rex. I love the fact that that's what they've used to compare.
The scale.
As if we've ever met a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No, but
so
they
we'd
look
be
big.
Able to get the reference.
They look bigger than this room, right? T-Rex?
Yeah, I thought T-Rexes were massive.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they would have been, right?
Mm.
22 feet.
I don't know what that is in 22. What do you think 22 feet
That's
is?
Only about 1 foot taller than me, really, isn't it?
That's like, I think that's like four of you.
Yeah, about
or
that.
6.7 metres. What do we work with?
Metres
are
actually
fine. Do.
Yeah,
right,
but I think it would
fine.
Be about
I mean,
four.
We're all about 6 foot.
It would be just shy of four of me,
yeah.
I reckon. No.
Yeah. 18, 20. Well, yeah, it would be, yeah.
So, in pictures on Twitter, it towers above the altar. So, you're absolutely right. It is the altar. With a mullet like a lion's mane and dead blue eyes that promise to harvest some souls. How many Mexicans have had blue eyes?
I don't know, but looking at that, that really does look like Phil Collins. Well, the hair's the same.
The sculptor was definitely just a massive fan, and he was like, oh, my God. One was going to use my thing. He was listening to Phil Collins, like the era of the night, like that came on while he was sculpting. He was like, "Oh yeah, perfect."
I love the fact that the hair is exactly Phil Collins.
Yeah.
It's even got I don't know what that kind of a balding pattern would be called, but you've got the little tuft at the front, almost like a fringe.
Isn't that called a widow's peak?
A widow's peak.
Widow's peak. Right? Okay.
And he's also got the hands ready for drumsticks.
He has. He's ready to receive the drumsticks. He's got a dad bod. I love the fact that they've been historically accurate with that, because all those crucifixional, I don't know what the word is, but those Christ's depicted in Roman Catholic churches are way too fit to be someone of that era.
Mm.
You know, can't imagine Jesus doing sit-ups, the Messiah inventing gyms, but a dad bod definitely is realistic, historically accurate. I like it.
Yeah.
I'd go to that church.
Yeah?
No.
I also like the just because I'm very bad at maths. That's the sort of thing I would do. Yeah, it's 147 cents. That sounds right. Yeah, well, build that, and not realise that he's built it slightly too big.
Is it? Is he sort of leaping forward about
he
to sort
like,
of do it? Is he doing jazz hands?
He's doing jazz hands. No. He looks like he's about to stage dive.
He's doing a triple jump.
He's done, and he's ready for. It's like he's about at a festival. You know, it's like what's he called? Is always in his pants. Is it slow tie? That always gets down to his
pants, yeah.
It's like that, where he's about to jump in the crowd.
Doesn't the bassist from Red Hot Chili Peppers play in his pants quite a lot?
Flea?
Yeah.
I think he does, yeah.
I've heard that.
He's done it naked. Phil's just told me he's done it naked.
Oh, wow.
So that's something to look forward to.
But yeah, loving that. Yes. That's one of my favourite stories of the year.
That's a very good story. Our first guest is next door, so let's go to a song and then we'll get him into the studio.
Sweet. All right. That's Lady Sanity with Trapping. Yo, big tune that.
Mm. Big tune.
Former
Loud.
Guest of the show.
Yes, of course.
This year, actually, yeah.
We've got our first guest of the day in now, though. He goes by the name Drapes the Pro. Spirit of random applause, as per usual.
What's going on, sir?
Thank you. What's going on?
Yeah, good, thanks. How you doing?
I'm good, brother, man. I'm good. Yeah. Apart from what just happened on the way up here.
Go and tell us.
A bit mad. Imagine I've got into Brixton in the tube, and the other tube wasn't letting people on, so we've gone onto the other platform.
Oh, yeah, because there's two that you can depart from in Brixton, isn't there?
So anyway, the tube is pulling up, but just as the tube is pulling up from over there, I saw something on the track, but it looked a bit too big to be a rat or a mouse or something like that. There's a dog.
There's a dog on the track.
Like a dog, bruv. Like, you know, one of them little kind of sausage kind of dog.
Yeah.
But a little, like, a little cute dog.
Oh, no.
Dachshund?
Yeah, exactly.
Dachshund. Little thing. Anyway, bro, it's come and it's just like looked at me, bruv, just before the train come in. And
oh, what, you saw the... No! He witnessed the dog.
I've never seen that in my life, bro. It was
How did it get
I just
down there?
I looked at with this cute little face. And just,
oh, my God.
How did it get... Oh, my days.
That's what I was thinking. And then we waited. I was like, shit. Oh, my days. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, let go. Mate, this, if ever there was a fucking reason to be swearing...
Let go, just let go.
So anyway, literally, bruv, I've looked around to see if I could notify someone. So a lady got on the case anyway, and they moved us from the tube onto another tube, hence why I'm late. But that was crazy, bruv. So,
wow. Fuck me.
Wow.
So is the dog definitely...
Bruv, I'm not going to lie to you, yeah? Even if it's still alive... Think about it. When the tube comes in, what's it going to do? It's going to want to run up and down, isn't it? Like, even if there's a little space.
Fuck me.
Oh, mate. Where was the owner, though, man?
Exactly.
Yeah,
bruv.
But like, should be on a lead, right? It should be on a lead, you would assume.
Dogs like that are usually on leads.
On the neck.
Oh, no. So it must have just run away from the owner.
Literally.
And someone was looking for that dog somewhere in the station.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, apart from that, man.
Wow.
Apart from that, good day?
Yeah. Gave a little moment of silence for the dog.
Yeah. Had to pay the respects, innit?
Yeah. Trust me. Apart from that, good day, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Coming from, South London.
South.
And you've been a pivotal part of like, the music scene from behind the scenes.
Secretly.
Up until quite recently, haven't you?
Secretly, yeah.
What made you want to make the transition from sort of producer-engineer to, you know, artist in your own right?
To be fair, like, I started spitting like later on down the line when all the mandem was spitting from young. I was the DJ and producer.
Of course.
So I didn't want to just be like everyone spitting. Like, someone has to be the DJ and producer, innit? And then when I went to university, I thought if I don't start now at 23, it's going to be too late. Do you know what I mean? So I started like doing little raves and whatever, grabbing a mic, jumping the stage, whatever. And in between then, when I finished uni and juggling studio sessions and stuff like that, I've been crafting and perfecting my sound.
Right.
You know what I mean? And finding my identity as an artist. You know, like, it's difficult because you just want to be yourself and go out there, innit? But then you still have to kind of fulfill certain characteristics and, you know what I mean, fit into the game where there's a pocket open.
Yeah.
You get it?
I get you.
You know
what
I'm saying? So now that I feel like our sound of music is more accepted widely, I feel like I've got more value to give, or I'm going to be more accepted. I don't know, it might not be, but at the same time, I feel like what's out there and what I've got to give, like, it's a different level. So you get me? So,
so you've got a whole album,
or
mixtape. Are you gonna go for the classic?
I'll call it a
terminology.
Mixtape. Only reason, is because like I've just come out, you get me? And I'm gonna come out and say I got an album and no one really knows me, innit? That's a bit of a disrespect. Like, even if I like you, you'd be like, bro, slow down. Like, give me some, give me some singles.
I don't know.
Or something
I think
first.
I'm one of those people that I love both, I respect both. If an artist who I'd never heard of came out with an album, I genuinely wouldn't think any less of that artist because just because I've never heard of them. I'm not the authoritative voice on anything.
Mm. It's true,
I'm not the all-seeing eye. You understand? There are artists like Rosalia, that massive Spanish artist. She's just an example I'm pulling out of thin air. I only heard about her a few months ago. Mm. But a lot of people I know have been listening to her like for coming up to years now, maybe. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just one of those things. I think that the terminology is, I guess, down to the mindset of the creator, and I wouldn't disrespect either in it. If you feel like it's an album you're putting out, it's an album.
If I was going to put out an album, it would be a big deal. Do you know what I mean? I'd make it a lot more of a big deal. There'd be a lot more of a big budget behind it.
I hear that.
A lot more promotional campaign stuff
going
on.
So the mixtape, though, is it all self-produced as well?
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's a lot of thought put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, traditionally you'd think of a mixtape as like maybe some jacked beats.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Exactly.
But then when people put so much creative energy into something, you kind of hesitate at first to call it a mixtape.
Yes.
Because you associate a mixtape with... You know what I mean?
Do you know? I hear exactly what you're saying. Do you know what I called it? I called it an LP, bruv.
I took
it back. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Long play.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But obviously, yeah, the terminologies, people aren't used to it, innit?
Yeah.
So
this
when
is
people
true.
Are like, oh, what is that? I just say mixtape for the...
Yeah. You know, everything kind of evolves. Yeah. I think the LP is the only one that stayed the constant. EP now means... something between 5 and 7 tracks.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, it used to mean a single with a B-side, didn't it?
And exactly. Like the extended play. Like
exactly. Because the thing with it as well is calling it a mixtape, where you produce the tunes yourself, you probably just got beats just there, just lying around in it, so you can just jump on your own beat.
That's true.
Do your thing.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not really like going in and like having to like buy beats from different beats, and then it's a different kind of product.
Yeah.
It's your own thing, and you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Really.
What was the selection process like? Because obviously you've produced for other people, and engineered for other people as well.
Mm.
But how did you attack the process of having to select your own beats, stuff that you were gonna spit on?
I think. Alright, cool. Some of the tunes, I'd just done ideas on them and put them aside.
Mm.
And some of the ideas, even, I might have got a collaboration on there, or, do you know what I mean? Gone to do something with it, but then really listened to it and thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it myself, or I'm just going to save this for that, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, there was a few other tunes that didn't make it, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah. Once I'd actually decided, like, the tunes that I'm going to play, because I made sure I linked up with like specific people whose opinions I cared about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know if you remember Sticky.
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to get onto your affiliation with him, your connection to him, because he's a producer that I've been a massive fan of since my teens. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My late teens, I've loved Sticky. So, this is the perfect time, I guess. Like,
cool. Well, big up Sticky first. Like,
big up Sticky every
bro,
time.
Yeah.
Real.
It was mad how I met him. Yeah, because he's probably my biggest inspiration producing wise.
Wow.
From the UK.
Wow. I'm
literally.
So happy to
do you
hear
what
that.
I mean?
I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah,
before.
Bro. Literally. And when people used to hear my beats, they'd be like, "Yeah, like you're like Sticky." So I'm
amazing.
Like, "Yeah, following his thing." You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But then later on down the line, my cousin. Got married to his sister. So we became family in it.
That's mad.
You know what I'm trying to say? So we became family in it, and it's like I had this guy to go to. Like, we was doing sets and stuff like that. I mean, we got he got
tell,
me.
Sorry to cut you, but tell me he DJ'd at the wedding reception.
No.
Sticky.
No. Come on,
Neil.
You don't want to work that day, though. It's worse,
that's
innit?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
We're
better than a set by Sticky?
Nah, I swear down, he will laugh if he hears this, because I remember sitting down, and I was listening to this DJ. I walked over to him, I said, "Fam, one of us needs to go and regulate, you know? One of us needs to set this guy straight.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's doing right now, lad." But it was just like that, because,
you
don't want to work at...
That's true. I hear that.
But yeah, we done a few sets. We've done Bestival together. We've done Outlook Festival.
Sick.
We've done Boomtown. We've done I Love Live, Love Box. We've done quite a few, you get me?
There is no garage history without Sticky, man.
No, like, for real. Come on.
He shaped a lot of the way that we listened to like club tunes.
Yeah.
Back then, the guy is just, he's an underrated legend.
Underrates himself, like, he doesn't know. Sometimes when I tell him, bruv, that tune that you made, do you know what that did for me when I was a youth? Like, you don't know, bruv. I used to sit down replicating your tunes on Music 2000, see if I could make it, and kind of built my sound off of, you know what I mean? Some of my sound. So anyway, people calling me. What was I going to say? So basically, I played him my tunes. I had a tune called Fall in Love, basically a single before I put this up.
Yeah.
So I got Sticky to get involved and listen, like, and he just keeps it real. Like, he's not going to give me no bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, it's dead, fam.
Fair play.
You need to, there's too much water tune, fam. It's drowning, fam. Sort it out. You get me? So it's like, when you're getting that, it's like, ah, man, because I love constructive criticism. Some people will mash them up. I'm like, yeah, give it to me so I can make it better. So with all of his, you know, input on the project, and as well as my other friends, I'd literally invite them to come and check me, sit them down, play them the whole track from the whole EP from LP from start to finish, ask them to critique it for me, and then that helped me to fine tune the final product.
Does it weigh on you too heavy though? You know, when you get the do you ever sort of think, well, you know, I'm going to go with my own gut feeling this time? How much do you take other people's constructive criticism into account?
Very, very importantly. Very, very, like, because, like, things that people think that they will tell you that you wouldn't have thought of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, I see so many people slip up like that. Like, we have our... If I was to just put out a project that was just what I liked, I would probably be pissed at the end, innit? Because I'll listen back and be like, you know what? I don't like that. You know what I mean? But someone else will just say it, or someone else will point it out. It's things that you might thought was a bit, if they tell you, nah, take that out. Do you know what I mean? It's like, all right, cool. There's one tune called Thinking About Me. It's like my last tune, yeah?
Yeah.
And I like to keep my songs quite broad. So when you're, like, you know, like choruses that relate to everybody at once are usually the ones that work. You know what I mean? So the tune's called Thinking About Me. And... cool, you'll go through situations where, like, you might have been with an ex and she's thinking about you, and someone that you've got a problem with is thinking about you. So I just kept it broad.
Yeah.
And then what did I say? I went in to say, I don't ever run a body down, man. I'm all right walking. Where I'm from, everybody wants to get their own back. More time it's reballing. But then I've come away from talking about a girl into that. So my brethren was like, hold on. Red card. Who you talking to, fam? Like, you gotta make it clear that you're talking to everybody now.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're talking to the girl, now you're talking to the... So I literally had to go back in to the studio, say in the ad lib, this is for everyone now. And it went, I don't ever run nobody down, man. I'm all right walking. You get me? So little things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Fair play, man. Fair play. I respect that as well, you know. Everyone's got their different approach. I guess I'm just a lot more hard-headed whenever I'm creative, but pretty much in all aspects of life, I always think I'm right. Probably sometimes to my detriment as well, do you know what I mean?
But I was like that, bro.
We're here and we move, I guess.
That's it.
You know what I mean? We should get into the tune now. You're going to do us the honour of introducing it for us, don't
right,
you?
No problem. Which one's this now?
I can't whisper, we know that. Only for,
yeah,
only
just
for
say
tonight.
Okay, okay, right. So we're going to get into Only For Tonight by Drapes the Pro featuring Miss Latai, yeah?
It's a party. Damn!
Yo, that's a vibe still. That's got that, like, you know, the 90s kind of like...
It doesn't get more 90s than that.
That's vibey.
It genuinely doesn't get more 90s than that. Everything about it, brilliant. Yeah. Like, I loved it, loved it. Real good throwback tune, man.
Mm-hmm.
It felt authentic.
That's,
you know
it.
What I mean? Every aspect of it, just even down to the fucking drums, like especially the drums.
Yeah, the drums.
You know?
There, yeah, I was like, yeah, from the goal, it was like, yeah, this is a vibe.
Yeah,
respect,
man.
Very. I love the reference in the hook. We were discussing it during the song, but yeah, love it. Love it. We should get into a game now, though, innit?
Because, speaking of loving it, now Drapes in their bedrooms, people sometimes pull their drapes together.
Mm-hmm.
When I need to pull myself together. I stick on some power ballads.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Same.
Yeah, fair, yeah. Fair.
So I'm going to play some clips of some very powerful power ballads.
All right.
And I want you to write down if you think said ballad has a higher or lower number of YouTube views than the one played before.
Okay.
So, wow, okay. We will start with this song.
Tune.
Big tune. Waiting for a star to fall. I'm going to tell you how much. You'll have a rough guess at how many views it has on YouTube. Rough guess.
50 million.
50?
27 million.
27, what do you think?
100 million.
Okay. No, well, closest actually was Marseille. It's 30 million. Okay. So it's what we're working with. So the starting number is 30 million, okay?
Right.
So does this song have higher or lower views than 30 million on YouTube?
Arms tonight.
That's Cutting Crew. I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Does that have higher or lower?
Higher. I reckon that's higher. That's
no, write down. Oh. But good bluff there. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Write that one down. So that was Cutting Crew. Moving on, does this song or video, should I say, on YouTube have higher or lower views than Cutting Crew? Foreigner with Foreigner. Waiting for a Girl Like You. Do you think that has higher or lower than Cutting Crew?
All right.
You've got a figure, written something down for Foreigner?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. What about this song? Of course, with Hold On.
There's a reason why that will be a lot lower.
It was
lower. Did
could
you
be
say?
Higher. It was in Bridesmaids. Remember?
Why would you?
Nah. Why do you think? Why? I was trying to run game on people.
Yeah, but you know.
For God's sake, man.
Do you think that Foreigner wasn't in?
You know, you can't say anything sort of subtle around that.
No, I'm saying it was okay. Fine.
Just
but, you know,
explodes with information.
God damn.
Wilson Phillips with Hold On. Does this song have higher or lower than Wilson Phillips?
Show me heaven, cover me. Move in reverence. Show me heaven.
That is Maria McKee.
That's
Show
a
Me
big
Heaven.
Big tune, you know.
Big tune. Again, big was in Days of Thunder, wasn't it? Mm. It's another film song.
No, but Bridesmaids is a lot more recent than those films.
Right.
Why are we still talking about...
Well, move it on. Maria McKee, higher or lower than Wilson Phillips? Write it down. You all got something for Maria McKee?
Yeah.
Okay. Does this song have higher or lower?
Whenever they do those adverts for like 90s,
all of the ballads, that's
like the first one that you hear on the thing.
Absolutely.
I wish I could do that song at karaoke, but frankly, no, I can't. Heart alone, anyway. Higher or lower than Maria McKee? Write it down.
This is very hard.
It is.
Okay, let's take some answers.
They all seem about as big as each other.
Let's take some answers.
Fucking four albums.
Boy Meets World.
Well, there's only five.
There's five, and then there will be a bonus as always. Right. Okay, so Boy Meets World have 30 million. Drapes, does Cutting Crew have higher or lower, do you think, than Boy Meets World?
I put higher.
Higher. Marcel, what did you put?
I put higher.
Higher. What did you put, Michael Payne?
I put higher.
Yeah, all correct. Do you know how much higher, I guess?
Than 30 mil.
Yeah, higher than 30.
70.
70?
About that, yeah.
About 70, Michael Berry's.
What song was it again?
I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
100.
54.
Okay.
So, Foreigner, higher or lower
I put
than
higher.
Cutting Crew? You put higher. Marcel?
I put lower.
Okay.
I put lower as well.
You are right, James. It is higher. Do you want to have a guess how much higher?
Amazing.
Do you want to have a guess?
Damn you.
You can all have a guess. How much higher do you think than 54 million?
Maybe 10 mil more.
Oh, because you know what we're doing.
It's okay, we're saying 64 million.
You know what we're doing. What? We're thinking about that song and thinking about the views, yeah? But...
it's YouTube.
I'm thinking of different factors, though.
That's
thinking
that's
why just people give me a would be inspired number. To search out that video.
Give me a number.
Higher than 54.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say 60.
Okay.
70.
79.
Ooh.
So, Wilson Phillips, higher or lower than Foreigner? What did you put?
What song was it again?
The Bridesmaids.
Oh, right, yeah, definitely higher.
So I'm you saying put higher. Higher. You said higher. You all said higher. Of course, lower, I'm afraid. So... Oh. See what I did there? I double bluffed you by mentioning Bridesmaids.
You
did. You thought I was giving away. No, lower. Do you know how much lower than 79 do you think?
60.
76.
49 million. 49.
Wow.
Maria McKee, Show Me Heaven, higher or lower?
Definitely higher.
No, lower. What? Lower.
What are people doing with their lives if they're not watching these videos
let me tell you
on YouTube?
How much lower do you
the
think?
Fuck?
How much lower do you think than 49 million? So you're going to be shook at this answer.
Bruh.
13.
Is it in the mills?
It is in the mills, yeah.
I think it's got maybe 10.
10?
8.
4.3.
You
come
are kidding.
Come on, right?
No, you're so lucky.
I looked at it. I said to Will earlier, this can't be right. And we looked at it, we're like, yeah, but I guess people just aren't watching that video. No. It was from a what?
For what this reason? Is mental because that Foreigner song, yeah, mm-hmm. there's better Foreigner songs than that
course.
Song.
That is a good
how,
song.
How has that got that more than that
well,
last
Cold
song?
Cold as Ice might have more. Anyway, Heart, higher or lower than Maria McKee?
Higher.
Yeah.
I thought lower.
You put lower. No,
put
so
higher.
You are right, Marcel and Michael. How much higher do you think? You can have a guess. How much higher than 4.3 million?
Wait, which?
It's a lot higher.
Is this number 4 or 5?
This is the last one, 5.
Okay, so I got that one wrong then. All right. Then 4 million?
60.
60?
No, I didn't say 60.
Oh, sorry.
I'm
you
saying
said 60.
60.
You nodded like that's my answer, too.
No, I'm going to say 72.
72? Go higher, as I'm saying, Drake. Go much higher than that.
400
No, you had your answer, sorry.
I might go for the 100 again.
175 million.
Wow.
Big book. So if I've calculated this correctly, and it may not be the case, that everyone's a winner so far with 2.
I've got 2.
Yeah. Don't worry, though. Everyone could still be a winner, because, of course... I've got the bonus, so it's between these two songs now, right? Okay, so let's start with. Or.
Oh my days, I knew this song was coming in.
Big. Both in films, of course. I need you to write down whether you think Starship. Or Roxette. I've got higher. Which one is it? Starship or Roxette? This will be the true winner of this game who gets this correctly. Or winners. You could all win. Starship or Roxette. Of course, Starship was in Mannequin. Roxette was in Pretty Woman. Both big films. Okay. What have you written down? Please write it down. I need evidence. You tick.
Yeah.
Michael Payne wins the game. That one
was it. Roxette.
It was Roxette.
I'm so vexed. You know why? Because that's my favourite song.
She was double bluffing.
I thought she was double bluffing me.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Do you know why I said that?
No,
because it's been on loads of adverts.
Loads.
Yeah.
So
loads.
Many adverts.
Starship has, but that has 115 million views. Roxette has 430 million views.
I'm probably 100 million of those views. Just chilling there.
Well, Richard Gere looking at the good old days.
But, well, you've got a chance to come back later. We've got a game with Kay the Infinite as well. So.
Yeah, amazing. Drapes the Pro, thank you so much for coming in and joining us, playing us new music and also playing a game with us and talking to us about Sticky as well, man. I really enjoyed that chat because, like I said, man, I genuinely think that guy is such a massively underrated legend, genuine British music legend. And I just don't feel like he's celebrated enough. So it's just nice to see someone who is... who's being mentored by him and also just flying the flag for him
straight.
As well. But obviously the mixtape Grown is out now. And where can people find you on social media?
Drapes, DRAPEZDAPRO on all socials.
And
make sure all three of you follow me as well.
100%. 100%. Thank you so much again to Drapes the Pro. We're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we'll be speaking to our second guest, Seven.
It's so hard to please everybody.
I liked that a lot. Didn't understand a word of it, but I liked it.
It was a vibe. It was a vibe. It had a lot of vibe to it.
Massive, massive vibe. That was No Importa by Elena Castillo. Mm. Or is it Castillo?
It who probably knows? Is Castillo.
Could
but
be.
I'd say Castillo because I can't speak properly.
Because I can't speak properly. She says on radio.
It is Castillo, I imagine.
Okay. We got our second guest in the room.
Hey guys.
And she laughed, so I had to kind of introduce her.
Yeah, that's a new voice.
She's trying to get involved.
Nice. She goes by the name and number 7.
Hey guys, how's everyone?
How are you
What's
doing?
Going on?
I'm
we
good.
We should get straight into this because you've been talking to us about something quite dark before while that song was on. And like I was saying, when Drapes the Pro came in, he revealed to us that his show was preceded by death, mm-hmm. by a poor Dachshund's life. Is it Dachshund?
Dachshund,
that's it.
A miniature Dachshund.
Mispronouncing it. A poor minute to Dachshund's life was cut short on the Victoria Line, right in front of his eyes.
And, that's savage, man.
That is
that
mental,
is so
isn't
savage.
It? What a way to
when
go,
when I heard
right?
that, I was like, oh.
What a way to go. But poor Ursula, your
Ursula,
plant.
Ursula, my plant.
Died at her
residence, guys, at 3:20 p.m.
That's the time of death, yeah.
Bro,
could have at least made it 4:20.
Do you know what I mean? I was on my way here.
True.
I was okay. So I have a hanging plant.
Yeah.
And I was making my bed because I was jamming at home today. And the quilt like unhooked the plant, and the plant was in this cute little plant pot, and it just like kind of like fell over and died, and like all the roots were like so dry that they just like. Oh. I clearly don't take care of my plants, do I?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Ursula died and she was like my favourite plant because like she cleans the O2 in the air and shit. Mm. So yeah, so I came here with my injury of death.
I'm sorry to hear that. No, seriously.
I actually like sing to my plants, guys, and like actually like talk to them and like
well, isn't
show
that
them
beneficial?
Love.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
do. They do grow better when you like actually talk to them and show them love.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
They're living things, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. So
rhythm's natural as well.
Yeah.
Gotta hear happy songs, man. Gotta hear some tunes, gotta hear some bangers.
Yeah.
But other than that, how's your day going?
My day's been good. I'm going to Australia tomorrow for 2 months.
Yeah, that's where you were brought up, isn't it?
Yeah, my parents took me there. I was kidnapped at 7. Mm-hmm. I did not want to leave England. And I was taken to Australia. And I literally rocked up and I was like, where's all the grass?
In Australia?
Like, yeah,
is it just sand?
It is just like Desertville.
Oh, wow.
Like you rock up and it's just like, and we rocked up on like Christmas Eve, which is like the middle of summer, which was so weird for me because I was just like, why isn't it cold? This isn't Christmas at all. And yeah, there was just like, like yellow everywhere, and I was like, where the fuck is all the grass? Sorry, I saw.
You can swear as much as you
okay,
like.
Vibe.
Yeah, go nuts.
If I gave a pound to everyone for how much I swear, everyone would be a millionaire right now.
Oh,
really?
Literally, yeah. It's really bad.
Have you ever thought about co-hosting this show?
There we go.
Obviously not, because music.
She's like sipping the cup, like, what are you talking about?
But yeah, like I said, obviously not because music, and you got a new single out at the moment.
New single called Power, my debut single.
Debut single,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
wow,
first
how
single,
does it
guys.
Feel?
It feels really good, man. Like the response was crazy. Like I didn't expect, because no one knows about me. So like I didn't expect there to be a response. And then like at midnight when it came out, my management went crazy and they're like, Stella, you've gotten on like New Music Friday playlist on Spotify.
Amazing.
And I was like, rah, like that's crazy.
That's sick.
And like everyone was posting about it before me. It looked like I didn't care, but like I was literally. I was a bit stoned, but like, but like, yeah. So that happened, and then like, I was like, I wonder if it'll hit 20K in my first week, and then the manifestation came true, and it hit 20K streams in its first week, and I was like, I was really blown away by it, and then like, the response that I received is just ridiculous. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I guess it's going good.
Yeah,
that's
I
cool,
guess.
Yeah, for real.
Well, we should get into it without further ado. Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
Hey guys, this is 7. This is my debut single, Power. Hope you enjoy it.
Do you know what? Wasn't expecting that.
Really?
With a song called Power.
That had powers, though.
But, yeah, it had power in a way I didn't expect.
Yeah,
you know
power.
What I mean? It's amazing. Really big tune.
Thank
doesn't
you guys.
Surprise me, the success
yeah,
it's been
really?
To.
Really?
That's getting added to like my playlist.
Yeah. Yes. Marcel was in there, like swimwear. You know, when you listen to it, yeah, because you had one of the headphones on your ear, like it looked like, you know, when a DJ's thinking, bro, what can I mix this with? That's what you look like. You look like a 90s R&B DJ, going, bro, what can I?
This is the best.
Yeah, definitely. This one.
Yes, guys.
That's a big tune.
That's
man.
A big tune.
That's a massive
thank
tune.
You.
Really
thank
feeling
you so
that.
Much.
But we were talking about your kind of, you've got a lot of connection in music anyway, even though this is your first single. You've been, you're kind of well known in musical circles anyway, right? Because you were saying that you know a few of the guests that we've had on.
I know a few of the guests, like LaVille was on your show. Mm. I was listening back to that. I was like, big up LaVille. He's one of my besties. I don't know how I ended up knowing a lot of people in music. I think I was always in the right places at the right time. Yeah. And just vibed with people and everyone's energies connected. And then like started met the Beggars, and like now I've got like Ebo from the Beggars is like one of the producers on like the upcoming EP.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's more about like energy like attracts other like energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like really big on spirituality and stuff, so yeah. Like I'm always like the synchronicities in my life like always like work out for the better. Yeah. And like help me network.
And did sort of being around these musicians all the time sort of did that provide a direct inspiration for you getting into it?
Dude, that was like my like music school 101. Do you know what I mean? Like I in Australia, like no one really expects to be big in music. You've got all like the rock bands, like Tame Impala is sick actually. Yeah.
Even before them, AC/DC.
AC/DC, yeah.
Spawned some huge. Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
In Excess.
Yeah.
You've never heard of Success?
Did you say
Peter Andre.
Andre, Jason Donovan.
Peter Andre's not from Australia.
Is he not Australian?
Yeah, he is.
Why is he with an Australian accent?
He is, isn't he?
I thought I was going mad. I must have been having some mad seizure time Peter Andre talks.
Peter definitely from Australia.
They've never claimed him, guys. They've never claimed him.
He's a G. He can't read him with an abs, innit?
He was born in England, but he moved to Australia when he was...
Isn't he the cultural ambassador for Malta as well?
Yeah, he is.
Worldwide.
No idea why. He's worldwide.
Many
he's
countries.
Mr. Worldwide.
Many.
Forget Pitbull. Peter Andre is Mr. Worldwide. But you also had a very... Because you were born to New Zealand.
So my culture is actually Māori, which no one knows about. So I'm trying
to... Oh, no, I do, actually. I had a... I'm not going to say I've studied it or anything, I've come into contact with people from of Maori heritage. My first ever... primary school substitute teacher taught us the haka.
Did she?
From early, before I watched a rugby match. Yeah, he. Before I'd watched a rugby match to know what the haka was, I knew what the haka was. Do you know
what I mean? Can you still do it?
I think so.
Oh my god, I think we're gonna have a haka up.
I'm a haka up.
Yes. I've never heard those words before. Sorry. No, I don't want to try. I don't even want to try. I don't want to talk. Because it's a very sacred dance. And
it
I don't
is,
even
want to
do
like,
it like
women
it. It's not the flipping, whatchamacallit, the Macarena. Do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't even want to try it. But yeah.
All right, excuses.
I know. One class. In my culture, women cannot do the haka. We can sing along to it and we can do our version of it, but we can't actually do the male version. It's against our culture. But my dad's Māori, so grew up with, like, my culture is very, like, musically inclined, if you get what I mean, because, like, we have war dancers, we, like, sing. I feel like a lot of cultures have music, like, predominantly in their culture.
Absolutely.
But I feel like my culture definitely, like, helped me, like, incline musically, because like I would be sitting around with like guitars and everyone would be singing and it would be like who could sing the best, you know what I mean? So like from a young age it was like always getting challenged to like sing and be musical. So and I like just from a young age I just always like loved writing and like I would write songs when I was 8, guys, and like no one believed that it was my songs.
Amazing.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They'd be like, "Nah, you didn't write this."
So was that unconsciously being built in you, that kind of innate desire to make music? And then would you say that the push to release it came from the kind of
from my culture?
As in the culture being the benchmark and the reason for actually making the music, and then the kind of, you know, the musicians around you being the inspiration
to actually put it out? Yeah, I feel so. I feel like everything, you take inspiration from everything. And for me, it was like my culture, the people that I'm around, like the music that you listen to on a daily basis that like makes your skin tingle, and the message that you want to get across. For me, it's more about like a message as well, because I feel like a lot of people aren't using, well, you know, there's a lot of platforms out there that are just, you know, talking about drugs and alcohol. And I feel like if someone tried to incorporate, you know, planting seeds of spirituality and energy and how we can use our bodies for better, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go out there and, like, teach people, like, bare boring shit, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that energy is real and people still don't believe in that to this day and age, and people don't understand the synchronicities that happen in their life, and they just like palm it off like it's nothing. And they don't understand if they tap into like a higher intelligence that's out there, that they can grow to, like, we can all grow as like a world to like the next dimension, I feel.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you're saying with your
with
music.
Power, yeah, 100%, because it's just that. Like it's talking about regaining your power after feeling like you've lost it, and like we've all been through shitty relationships, or we've all had people who have like talked down to us and made us believe something that's not real. And when you kind of like come out of that and like you take away those rose-colored glasses, you realize your power. And you want to just go and fuck shit up with it, because you're just like, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I came out with this track. Like, this track's quite a strong track, but I thought I'd come out like this because I don't want to fuck around like anymore. Like, I want to be here. I want to release. Like, I've de-popped myself.
Yeah.
Because they tried to do like a pop project with me prior, and there were parts of my tracks where I was just like cringing, and I was just like, nope, can't do this. You know.
Right. So you stripped everything away.
At the beginning of the year. Yeah. Curated like a whole new team, God knows how, and then this music started coming out.
Well, it's brilliant. We love
it. This is the music,
and I'm sure the listeners love it as well. So let them know where they can find you on social media, so they can keep track of what you're up to.
Yeah. So my social media is Your Lucky Number. You are lucky number. And that came about because everyone was like, 7, yeah, that's my lucky number. And I was like, whatever, whatever, everybody. But, like, turns out it is. What's your lucky number?
I don't know if I've got one.
Mine's actually 7.
Is it actually? Mine's on the 7th as well.
January, yeah.
22, December. Just because of my birth date. There you go. I'll go with that. Natalie?
24, then, if we're going on birth dates. But I don't think I have a lucky. I've never had a... So I consider it to be a lucky number.
Maybe
I'll get one. I'll choose one later.
Yeah. One day, babe, one day.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to get into a song right now. When we come back, we'll be talking to our third guest, K the Infinite. Fucking jumpy, that one. Maybe in the Summer by Sassy 009. That sounds like something that Sassy 009 would say on MSN. Maybe in the Summer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Send nudes.
Yeah, maybe in the summer. Yeah.
You know what I mean? After the what do you call it? The summer body's been gotten. Them ones. Yeah. I love that tune. That was very kind of...
Electronic. It was futuristic, I'd say.
Yeah, retro-futuristic. Yeah. It sounded like it could have come out in the 80s.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then at the same time, it sounds like it could have come out in the year 5000.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That's what musicals sound like, exclusively in the year 5000.
Mm. For sure.
Sassy 009. We got the third guest of the day in to see us, I guess. And he goes by the name K the Infinite. Welcome.
Hello.
I love the headwear, man.
Thank you very much.
Talk to us about it.
This is a headband from Naruto, one of my favorite animes.
Okay, so you're an anime geek. I like that, because I'm meeting so many more as time goes on. So I can see that, like, and I'm not saying that it's people that are just recently jumping on the wave, but it's like people that it just seems to be getting spoken about a lot more.
Yeah.
Does it influence your music a lot? Because I know one of my favorite ever artists, Lupe Fiasco,
was really
big into manga and anime, because they're two different things, if I'm not mistaken, are they?
Yeah, well, anime is normally the animated adaptation of manga. So
Manga, okay, like, that's the difference between anime and manga. Manga is print, right?
Anime is
cartoon.
Yeah.
Cool, got that. And, but yeah, like I said, I'm always quite interested and intrigued when people talk about anime or manga because of Lupe Fiasco and how I feel like it shaped his, I don't know, open-mindedness when it came to rap. Do you know what I mean?
It's one of my top fives.
Yeah. Oh, that's. I'm glad to hear that as well. Because you're how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
25.
So you're like, you would have been super young when Lupe first, when he first started releasing music. So it's good to see someone a lot younger than me that that appreciates Lupe as well. How much of an influence has he been? And but your one of your favorites is Cannibus, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, you know about him.
Yeah, he's again, definitely when it comes to lyricism, up there in the top five of all time.
Right, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? So would you say that those two are your main influences musically as well?
Literally, those two and Jay-Z. Big up him on his birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Lupe, like his lyricism, his beat selection, just the story of Chicago, like it was just very powerful.
Yeah.
And it was something that like it just inspired me to write and work with jazz samples, etc., you know, so it's very powerful.
Yeah. And did he get you into anime at all as well, or were you sort of into anime separately from listening to Lupe?
Yeah, separately. My older brother used to watch anime, watch Dragon Ball Z, so that's kind of that was my introduction to anime. Although back then we used to just call it cartoons.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, you know? That's true. I think the furthest towards anime I went was, does anyone remember Samurai Pizza Cats?
Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yeah.
What a name.
I know, right? But it's that kind of weird and wonderful world of Japanese cartoons anyway, I guess. Right. Do you know what I mean? Well, we should get into some music from you because we've got a game coming up and we want to get that we want to get that done before our last guests of the day come in. Right. Would you do us the honour of introducing this song for us?
So this is a song entitled Such Is Life off of my project Macabre. Make sure you check that out and hope you enjoy.
You know what? That has definitely got the vibes of Lupe Fiasco to that. I can hear it there, man.
It has.
Definitely, bro. That's a vibe.
Such Is Life by KB Infinite featuring Anissa Marie.
That's right.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, it had the early Kanye vibe to it as well. Yeah. Just that gospel element that you'd find on the first two albums, you know. And you, do you know what the thing that became most apparent was you've got a sense of humour as well. Do you know what I mean? Do you feel that that's important in rap?
Yeah, like sometimes people are too serious, you know.
Yeah, like
I'm this rapper with this ego and I have to be serious and I have to be hard all the time. Like, no, just...
Such is life, isn't it?
Enjoy it.
We've got a game as well. Speaking of enjoying life,
you have pens and papers in front of you. I suggest now's the time to pick up the pen.
I feel like Kay might need a new bit of paper.
Oh, you need a new bit of paper. There you go.
Cool.
There you go.
Fresh paper. Now, Kay, you've got a song called "Wisdom of My Youth."
Right.
So what I've done is I've picked some well-known songs that have been covered by a school choir, hence the youth. I want you to write down what they are. You get a point for the artist, you get a point for the song.
You're going
to
play that 1 second of each song.
You
like
know
you
that
usually.
I am. One, you will be lucky if you get 1 second.
Oh my
okay,
God, I love this.
Here is school choir number one. Ooh, what's that?
That sounds like a garage tune.
What do you think that might be? Clue, cryptic, because Phil's been on them today. Easy answer. Is a clue for the name of the song. Anything? Suggestions? Female singer, Canadian.
Okay.
Put something down.
Oh, wow. You got it.
Play the song again.
Gonna have to hurry you. Pen to paper, please. Put something down. A female Canadian singer. You've actually got multiple choices.
You've got too many.
It could be. You've got a number of female Canadians.
All right, I'm going to come back to that.
Okay. Here is number two. Just as you are. Come on, that's easy, I think.
What? Just
as you are. This person would get all the ladies. It's relating to the name of the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Marcel knows his stuff. He knows all genres. You would describe a person that gets all the ladies as this.
All right, stop it.
Okay.
That's enough.
Yep. Get song title first, then you know.
Are they singing the song? Are they singing the actual melody of the song?
Yeah, it is. Right, Marcel's going to win this. Moving on to number three.
What?
A filthy container, aged 13 to 19, roughly. Think about the age for 13 to 19. What is the age range?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yep.
Wait, Wait, could you play it again? Sorry.
Think of the word that would describe a person from the age of 13 to 19, and think of song titles that have said word in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to number four. Feeling. Come on. Feeling.
This is very cryptic.
You would see this, you would see the moon in this.
Night.
Where would you see the moon, though? Not in the night. You can't see the night.
It's something. Play it again. What does that clue relate to the title?
It's something that is yes, it does relate to it. It would be something that you would see in nighttime, but you would see it more specifically in the. And I gave you two words from the song title there, accidentally in the.
Okay.
Come on. Okay. Oh. Here is a number five.
This is ridiculous now.
I know.
Why is it so short?
Yeah. Honestly.
Otherwise, it was too easy for anything else. I could have reversed it. Your parents, when they're sleeping, want you to go to LA. Where is LA?
Okay.
What state is that in?
All right, okay. Is this
what
number
happens
five?
When you sleep?
Is this number five?
Yes. Number six. Let's go.
What?
A beer flavoured candy writes a song. Oh, I get it. Right, yeah. What is a beer, another name for beer that is also a taste, a description of taste.
Right.
And it's something that is also a candy is known as a.
Okay. Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
And then a musical composition.
Yeah. It's right to the song. You got it, right?
All right. Okay. I need some again, though, man.
Okay,
sorry.
Which one do you need?
I need one, quickly. Fuck me. And what was the clue again?
It's a Canadian lady. Relating to the song title, easy answer. And actually, it will be when I get the title.
Wait.
This is so confusing.
People think they know about music until they come into the studio. Then I don't.
Well, people don't know about one a milli fucking second of music.
Marcel does. Look, he knows.
No,
all.
But he's getting it from the clues as well. Though,
okay.
Aren't you?
What
Tell
else do you
me
need?
Six.
Where is it? Not six. Is it the number of the beast?
And two.
Two.
And
that's easy. I think you can hear it in that one, right?
What's the clue?
A person that gets all the ladies. I mean, this is you're going to be pissed off when you actually hear it, because clearly you're not getting it. But I have to get some answers now, so we're out of time. Sorry.
Bullshit.
What was number one, please? Anybody?
Anybody?
Who wants to have a go?
I'm just going to have a fucking guess.
Yeah.
Was it simply? No.
It's not Simply Red. No, that's not a Canadian.
No. I'm going for the title.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No. Marcel, what did you have?
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, just song title?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Shut Down by Skepta.
For a Canadian lady? Right, Marcel, you get a point.
Okay.
Alanis Morissette, you ought to know. Easy answer, see, because I thought you ought to know what that is.
That's okay. Bullshit.
Number two.
That's bullshit. That should be wiped from the actual.
Number two, what did you get?
Anyone else?
Michael Payne, what did you get for
I
number two?
I guessed Sexy Back. No,
okay.
It's not.
Yeah, good shout. What did you get, Kay?
Managialis.
Okay, Marcel, what did you get?
Britney Spears, Womanizer.
Wow. Marcel, another point there for Marcel. 2 points there for Marcel, actually.
I don't know that song. Really.
This guy's an expert.
Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer. right, number three. What did you get for number three, please?
Teenage Dirtbag.
Okay, by, have a rough guess at the artist.
Oh, by Weezer.
Okay, what did you get, Marcel?
I put Teenage Kicks.
Teenage Kicks.
I put Teen Spirit.
Teen Spirit. So we all got something teen. Let's see.
It was by Weezer.
You
still get a point.
I always get those two.
No, it's fair enough. It's close.
Also, I can't hear.
They usually call it.
I call them Weezer, but that's I get Weezer mixed up. Weezer's
Buddy Holly. Yeah. What did you get for number four, please?
Anyone?
Anybody?
Oh, I didn't get number
Nothing.
Four.
Okay.
Can I have it
Touch
again?
The sky.
No, no.
Touch
no.
the sky. No. Well.
Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Phil Collins, what have you got written down?
In the air tonight.
Well done, Marcel.
Air tonight. What was the sample again? Could you play the little snippet?
Yeah, there we go. It's very obvious now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very obvious. What did you get for number five? Okay, what did you get?
California Love.
Okay, Michael Payne?
California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas.
Okay, and what did you get,
I got California Dreaming, but I didn't get the name of the artist.
Okay, what is this, number five? 2 points there for Michael Payne, 1 point for Marcel.
Oh, I'm quite bad at this.
It's okay, it's your first time playing, you don't know the... number six, what did you get?
The Verve Bittersweet Symphony.
Okay, what did you get, Michael Payne?
The Verve Bittersweet Symphony.
Kay, did you get anything for that?
Nope.
Correct, it was The Verve. Anyway, finally, so, Kay, well done with 0 points. That's very good.
Thank you. Michael Payne has five.
Marcel 5, 6, 7, 8. But don't worry, there's one more chance to redeem things with this clue, with this song, Winner Takes All.
Play.
It could relate to a Australian woman cooking shrimps.
Barbie girl, Aqua.
Why are you saying it out loud?
Sorry.
So I'm afraid that's null and void because we all know we have to write it down. So I'm making everyone a winner.
Yes! Yes! I thought it was a shout out thing.
No. It is Barbie Girl. You did get that right. But don't shout it out.
Sorry.
It's a nice little version.
No, don't apologise, mate.
I'm sorry, man.
I find this all quite creepy, school choir is actually singing it.
Yeah, hearing a children's choir sing it, it's chilling. It's not the type of song they should be singing, is it?
No.
That was my favourite song as a child.
It was a big tune. It was a big tune, to be fair. But do you know what it's about, right?
I actually don't.
Isn't it about, like...
You can touch me everywhere. I suggest it's about something sexual, maybe, with the Barbie girl.
You can undress
me and touch me anywhere,
It's
everywhere.
About being a sex slave.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but isn't it about sort of wearing PVC and all that while you're doing it?
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. BDSM and...
Yeah, I think so.
Plastic and that, isn't it?
Interesting.
But yeah, on that note, I'm afraid we've got to bring this interview to a close. Thank you so much for jumping on the station with us, man. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you, to speak to you, especially as we clearly share the same influences as well. Right. It was so cool to find that out. Before you go, let people know where they can find you on social media.
Yes, so you can find me everywhere at K the Infinite. That's letter K T H E I N F I N I T E. Go check out Macabre, the album. It's amazing. And more stuff to come from me.
Big up. Thank you so much to K the Infinite. Our third but not final guest. We've got the last crew.
We've got three of them coming into the studio.
All right, cool.
After this song.
Ian Boldsworth.
A perfect run-in that was to speak with Rob Schneider.
First time I ever heard the C word out loud. I mean, I knew that it existed.
Yeah.
Then when I was 13, my first trip to London, England, and like within 45 seconds of being in the country, I had heard the word about 90 times.
Yeah.
Somebody on a double-decker bus had taken somebody else's seat. The next thing you know, I said, yay, fucking cunt. You are a fucking cunt.
Ian Boldsworth, every Monday from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Got the wrong one, didn't I?
I love that. I love that introduction to the final segment of the show. That was by One Third of
are guests who make up one half of female all-stars. That's a little bit of maths for you on a Wednesday afternoon. We're joined by Shocker, Frankie and Shay from Female All-Stars.
Come in.
Lady Shocker, to be precise.
Yep.
Frankie Stay Woke and Shay.
Yep.
Yep.
Look at that. Spirited round of applause both for you and for me. Because, yeah, you've... Oh, what's wrong? We're exchanging mugs now. Yeah, okay. Give the tea and go.
I think they're ours.
Yeah, they actually are.
We're sharing out teas.
There you go. Everyone's got a tea now.
I was going to say,
that's it. We're ready.
Is there a lot of tea being drunk in the studio when you guys are all together?
No. Do you know, not generally, but
more like
around if we're offered it, I'll always go for a tea.
What's your studio drink of choice?
What do we usually? Yeah, Rare Nephew.
Rare Nephew.
Oh wow, them ones, okay. them killer things. Yeah, okay.
A bit of a buzz. Yeah, you're a bit of a vibe.
Creative vibe.
This is true. Do you get to meet that often? Because again, like I said, there are six of you. Three of you have come in kindly today, but there's obviously a lot of logistics involved in getting you all together. So how often do you get to do that?
We meet as often as we can.
I'd say at least monthly.
Yeah, at least monthly. We would love it to be more, but yeah,
of course.
Again, it's the circumstances. It's hard to get everyone.
We've got our own. Yeah, we've got our own monthly radio show as well.
Yeah,
we meet up for studio. We've got a Christmas dinner coming up.
Nice.
Yeah, we do tend. Yeah,
we
always say on each other's birthdays, and yeah, we do try, even though like obviously a lot. Half of the squad live out of London.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is basically. So we try to be together as much as we can, but yeah, as much as we all have our individual careers we're pursuing, as well as obviously our personal lives, it's not always possible to get all of us
of
at the same time when we want to, but yeah, we all try our best. So.
How did you all meet up? Have you known each other from young? Were there sort of friendships that have lasted longer than the crew?
It was last year before, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I met Frankie at Rinse.
Yeah,
I met most of
through. So basically through Girls of Grime platform. So most of us started off on the Girls of Grime platform. Well, not started off per se, but we got put on the Girls of Grime platform around the same time.
Yeah.
Some of us are new, like me. I was completely fresh, and then some of us wasn't, like Shocker. She'd been in the game for a while.
Of course.
But she's someone good to network with. So Shakira, who owned Girls of Grime, you know, bring a lot of girls on the platform. And yeah, like most of us met through there and kind of just ended up sticking together somehow.
Of course, yeah. You know, your vibe attracts your tribe, as they say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Was it a kind of instant magnetism, would you say? Was there, you know, when you first go into something where it be it, you know, on be it a musical thing or, you know, for people that don't do music, when you first go to that induction at work, you know, when you're Christmas temping or something.
It started off 13, ended up with 6,
It was like that, because we were doing a lot of, you know, radio together, shows together, so obviously we did kind of bond and just got used to doing things together.
Yeah.
Then we kind of branched out on our own. You know, Shocker holding up more girls, like, oh, let's do a track. That's how the 13 of us came about.
Yeah, and you've been crafting this project in Houdini studio.
Mm.
How did the sort of that relationship form?
That's through me. Mm-hmm. I've been working with Houdini for like a few years now. And yeah, I started out actually shooting videos for him.
Right.
And then he let me know he had a studio. And then since then, all like my solo stuff, and I've worked with him, man. He's the real one.
Yeah.
He's good at what he does, man.
Fair. So Shay bring the link.
Big.
Us up, yeah.
And that got us to this point in time with a single.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who we're going to get to intro it for us.
The second single.
Is it that synchronized that you can split the words exactly down the sentence?
I don't.
Well, up next we have our new single,
# bar for bar.
A real banger.
Come in.
Come on.
Big, big, big bar for bar by female all-stars. Three of them which join us in the studio now. Lady Shocker, Shay and Frankie Stay. Whoa. Big, big, big. Getting into the studio for the first time with each other, having been on sets with each other.
Yeah.
How did that kind of differ? Was there any real difference? Did it all just run super smoothly?
Do you know what, actually? That was the first time I met you, Shay, still.
Yeah,
that was actually.
So Shay came into the fold a little bit later on. So from when we first started to when we actually formed, just before we formed Female All Stars and we did the switch up song with the 13, is when we were looking for more girls to kind of. So I had recently stumbled upon Shay and contacted her and asked if she wanted to be a part of it, which she was. So yeah, she came to the studio to record her verse, and that's the first time
that was the first time everyone.
There were a couple newcomers that had come at that point.
Interacted.
Me, Shocks, and a few others had started from a little bit before, but then newcomers got entered to the fold at that point.
I hear that. And are there plans to expand, or is this the final lineup? Would you say?
Final lineup, man.
Yeah, right now it's final lineup, man. Yeah. No more changes for now.
I hear that.
No more changes for now.
Bit of stability.
Where there is one change. Jokes.
Private jokes.
No, we're working on a project right now, and we're just doing our best. Stability. We've got a lot coming.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, we're just focusing on delivering that to you as smoothly and as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to hearing it, to be honest. And Christmas dinner, I want to talk about that for a little bit. What's on the menu? What can anyone else kind of...
Who's
hosting
I'm not cooking. Except my ass. We've established that Shay and Mon are going to cook.
I was going to say, I bet you're bringing the bottle.
That's Miz bringing the bottle.
Shay would probably handle food. She does a little catering.
Okay, and they got a little drink business.
Yeah.
Me and my partner, we make homemade mixes for alcohol, cocktails and stuff like that.
Amazing.
And we ran like a little catering thing for a while. Now we just cook for like friends and family and stuff like that. But I love cooking.
So you're taking the you've got the apron on at Christmas.
Well, I'm not going to lie. More her. I'll make the mac. I'll make the mac and cheese.
You know, it became a revelation to me only quite recently. I always wondered what the kick in some mac and cheese was, and I only realised it was mustard like literally a few months ago.
Really? Oh, really? I've never had that.
Have you never had a little dash of mustard in your mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese is the best. And I've never had to put mustard in it.
I didn't know it because I don't cook, so I didn't know what the kick was.
What are you waiting for? Is it in the sauce? What is it?
I think it's, I don't know what stage it is. It's a particular type of mustard, apparently.
Some people don't know about sauce. Some people just do pasta and cheese. That's not mac and cheese, people. Just saying. I might have to try it.
Apparently, a dash of mustard. I can't believe I'm sharing culinary tips. So, what are the plans come 2020 for Female All Stars?
There's so much. It's just that, there's just so much. We've got shows in this country and out of the country. We're looking to go Prague again because
we went Prague earlier this year. It was wicked, man.
So we definitely
I heard the reception for grime and dubstep out there is like, mental.
It's crazy, you know.
I can't lie. I've been famous in Prague for a little while.
I was in their magazines and their schools. I was like, what? These people love me. Every time I go there, it's nothing but love. I love going there. I've been going every year for at the last 7 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so for us it was news. It's just like, guys, they're going to love you. You're going to be famous. Don't worry about it. So no, it was wicked. So we definitely are going to do that again. Obviously looking to get a lot more international bookings.
Yeah.
Right now we're focusing on content building. So, you know, letting people know a little bit more about us. So we've just got a website.
Femaleallstars.com.
Love
yeah,
that.
Femaleallstars.com to go on there. You can see what we're doing.
Website's underrated.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we kind of try to put our future bookings on there. Mm-hmm. You know, pictures. Just keep people up to date. We're hopefully going to start, you know,
maybe selling the merch from there.
Yeah, man. Even like building YouTube content.
Because you've all got ideas within the crew, haven't you? You're not all, you're not just MCs. Like, I know one of you did the artwork, for instance, for the. So you flex other creative muscles rather than just music, which is amazing to see. Yeah. Obviously, as you were saying with the mixer business, and then again with the artwork.
Yeah, Shay also does videos and editing.
And sorry, exactly. Yeah, obviously, so with videos for
Miz
for
does
Houdini.
PR.
Miz does like our PR and like admin. Because she's a wicked liaison, actually, yeah, point of contact. So we all kind of have our own little.
And I'm like the people person.
She's the director that bosses people in that.
Well, since there are so many of you, we're gonna want like people are gonna want to catch up with you, and so we'll want like individual social media handles as well as obviously the collective's one before we sort of see out the show with the last song. So. Take it away, like let people know where they can find you all on social media.
Well, I'm pretty much Lady Shocker on everything, so Insta.
No, but you're Lady Twitter. Shocker, you're Lady _ Shocker on one and Lady Shocker on the other.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, okay, I think that might be Instagram. I'm Lady _ Shocker on Instagram, Lady Shocker on the rest, Facebook, Twitter, all of that stuff.
Really got each other's backs. I love that.
Yeah, man. I'm Frankie_ Stay Woke on Instagram. That's Frankie with an IE. And on Twitter, it's just F Stay Woke.
Wicked.
And I'm CH3Y.
_
Yeah, you don't need that, though. Just type in
CH3Y. Everything. And for Female All-Stars, Instagram is Female All-Stars. And Twitter is Female All-Stars _. And brilliant. Facebook is Female All-Stars.
Brilliant. Those are our final guests, Lady Shocker, Shay and Frankie Stay Woke from Female All-Stars. It's been a brilliant show. Thank you so much to those guests.
Thank you
also to Kay the Infinite, to Seven and to Drapes the Pro for joining us, playing games, playing their new music. We're going to wrap up with a final song now because Natalie's just killing me.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.